From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting another deadly day in Syria. At least 15 civilians were killed in barrel bomb attacks by suspected government helicopters in a rebel-held district of Aleppo. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said government aircraft had dropped two explosive-packed barrels minutes apart on the Mahdi district of eastern Aleppo. According to the group, the strikes hit near a tent where people were mourning those killed in a similar attack on Thursday. The observatory said the Syrian government and its Russian ally are the only ones operating helicopters over Aleppo. The government has denied using barrel bombs. Meanwhile, the UN Special Envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, said that the United Nations has developed an emergency response plan after his appeal last week for a 48-hour humanitarian pause to deliver UN aid to Aleppo. De Mistura said in a statement Saturday that this was a pilot initiative intended to set the stage for weekly pauses for humanitarian relief. He said there should be no escalation in areas adjacent to or around the area of the pause. The statement said the aid is intended to reach nearly 80,000 people in eastern Aleppo, as well as people in the western part of the city. Also Saturday, Syrian rebels and their families continued evacuating the long-besieged Damascus suburb of Daraya as part of an agreement reached late Thursday with the government. 700 rebels and nearly 4,000 civilians will be evacuated from Daraya as part of that deal. For more on these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Relatives wept during a state funeral in Ascole Piceno on Saturday for 35 victims of the earthquake that hit central Italy, killing at least 290. Prime Minister Matteo Renzi declared a national day of mourning. Italian President Sergio Mattarella also attended the mass. Crowds gathered to pay their final respects, and applause rang out as the first small white coffin exited the sports center. It was that of a 9-year-old girl, Giulia Rinaldo, who died protecting her younger sister when their home collapsed. Her sister was later pulled alive from the rubble. The magnitude 6.2 quake struck early Wednesday and was felt across a broad swath of central Italy. Searchers continue to sift through the rubble, but there is a sense now that all that remains to be done is recovering the bodies of victims. Afghan officials say Taliban insurgents overran and captured a district in the country's east following heavy fighting with Afghan security forces that left several police and militants dead and many more wounded. Officials told reporters Saturday that the militants captured the Jani Khel district in eastern Paktia province. Authorities say security forces have since withdrawn from the area, which is a key transit route that includes links to neighboring Khost province and to Pakistan. The UN Security Council has unanimously condemned North Korea's latest ballistic missile launch, calling it a grave violation of North Korea's international obligations. The statement, backed by North Korea's main ally, China, blasted Pyongyang for its diversion of resources to the pursuit of ballistic missiles while North Korea's citizens have great unmet needs. North Korea's latest ballistic missile launch Tuesday was fired from a submarine. Police in Bangladesh have shot and killed the man believed responsible for an attack on a cafe that left 22 people dead last month. Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina praised police and intelligence agencies for the operation, which killed Tamim Chowdhury, a Bangladeshi-Canadian believed to have planned the attack. Two other militants were also killed in the raid. The Islamic State group had originally claimed responsibility for the July 1st attack. However, Bangladesh government and police officials rejected that, saying that a homegrown terrorist group led by Chowdhury was behind the violence. And Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton received a national security briefing Saturday, her first since becoming the presidential nominee. Major nominees and their close advisors are legally required to be briefed. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.